This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
There are about 60,000 kids under the age of 5 in Austin. That's roughly the population of San Marcos. And someone has to take care of all those children, whether it's a parent staying home, a relative helping out, or a family paying for childcare. Parents out there know that if they choose the latter, things can get really tricky. KUT's Audra McGlinchey has the story of one family trying to make childcare work.
Bree Rodriguez is helping someone into her SUV.
Riker, say hi, Audrey. We're going to get you in your chair. Just say hi.
Hi, nice to meet you. My name's Audrey. What's your
name? Riker Rodriguez is almost 5, and he's hungry after a whole day at preschool.
You want to get in your seat? Come on, we got to go get your brother.
I'll
get you your snack when we get your brother, right? We talked about it?
Paying for and finding childcare has been tough for Bree's family. They got a break with Riker, who qualifies for a federally funded program.
How was your day?
It was so good. How was your day?
My day was so good.
But it's not the same for Riker's younger brother, Rocky. The childcare center he goes to is not ideal. It's expensive and far from home.
What'd you put in the smoothie?
Strawberry and fruit.
Riker is finally good to go. We started our drive from Bree's work on South Lamar at 4. It's about 4:20 now, and we've got a second kid to pick up.
All right, we ready to go get your brother, buddy?
Unbelievable, difficult, time-consuming, hellish, craptastic, stressful, and even some words that are not appropriate for radio.
This is how parents describe what it's like to find childcare in Austin. So Lori Felker-Jones wanted to make things a little easier. Last year, she started a company called Juicebox Hero. It's basically a search engine for childcare centers.
I just was complaining, why don't we have kayak.com for childcare? And turns out, if you complain to the universe, sometimes it hands you the thing you're supposed to do next.
According to a survey done by UT, an Austin family pays on average a little over $700 a month for a toddler in childcare. But experts say this is on the low end. And the cost eats up a lot of a family's income. The federal government recommends a family spend no more than 7% of their annual income on childcare. The average Austin family spends 25%.
Daycare, preschool is more than mortgage or rent for most families in America.
That is, if you can find it. I talked to nearly a dozen parents for this story. One mom told me she got on a wait list for a childcare center when she was 10 weeks pregnant. A year and a half later, she still hasn't heard back. Given all this, parents tell Felker-Jones it feels like a miracle when they find childcare that works.
Over and over, this refrain where moms say, I got lucky. I got lucky. So let me just break that down for a second. We don't go to the airport and, like, hope to get on a plane somewhere. This is our children. This is our career. These are our employees. And we're depending on luck.
You making noises back there? You being a dinosaur? What?
Back in the car, Riker is finding his voice.
He likes making very loud, funny noises, don't you?
We're still driving south to pick up Riker's little brother, Rocky. Bree remembers the search for decent childcare.
It was very stressful. I probably called about 35 different daycares, posted on all the mommy networks. I'm part of a bunch. Just trying to find a hunt and found a place that was able to work with us on budget. But it just, again, was just kind of far out there, but we've just been dealing with it.
Bree and her husband pay almost $800 a month for 3 days a week of childcare. That's a lot for a family bringing home about $60,000 a year. They've gone to extremes to make it work, driving down to Kyle twice a week to donate plasma.
Don't you want food?
Eleven, 4, and 5-year-olds sit at tables and on the floor at this facility run by Open Door Preschools. Larry Elsner is the executive director.
We've literally had people get on our waiting list before they've conceived. But that's extreme.
Elsner says they charge anywhere from $900 to $1,200 a month per kid. Tuition makes up most of Open Door's revenue. It's how they pay staff, which makes for an interesting balancing act.
How you can be affordable for working families and pay your staff a living wage.
Childcare workers in Austin make anywhere from $8 to $16 an hour.
As it is, I think that childcare is largely subsidized by childcare staff, you know, most of whom, you know, have second jobs, do babysitting, you know, all sorts of ways to sort of make ends meet.
If you want cheaper childcare, you'll likely be paying for workers who make less money. That's the situation Bree and her family found themselves in, weighing quality over price.
Rocky, you want to say hi real quick? Say hi.
We get to Rocky's childcare center around 5, an hour after we started our drive. This guy's real cute. He's 1.5 and he's got a mohawk.
You're ready to roll. All right, ready, set, woohoo! Mr. Stylin.
Bree gets Rocky and Riker in their car seats and we drive off, another 30 minutes until home. Yourself finding childcare in Austin, what was that like?
Wow.
Austin City Council member Delia Garza was pregnant around the time she took office in early 2015. She says, we hear a lot about affordability when it comes to housing in Austin, but childcare, not so much.
Women families deal with this issue kind of silently, you know? It's just something that they have to do, and it's tough, and you have to go through it, and then you come out at the end when they're 5, and you don't have to deal with it anymore, and you move on.
2 years ago, council members convened a group of local experts to come up with some ideas for how to make this easier for parents. The city's moved on some small items, but Garza says she'd like to see something bigger, something like a city-run childcare center.
You know, there needs to be more public investment in early childcare because parents, moms aren't able to stay home anymore. And those that are, they're some of the most courageous patient women that, in the world.
Bree Rodriguez herself is a super mom. This woman drives a car with one hand because she needs the other to tend to Rocky. He cries in the car unless he's getting a head scratch.
I'm curious, something that some parents and I talked about was like the cost of childcare, making them reconsider having more kids.
Yes.
So I'm curious.
Yeah, I totally want a third. Husband's not totally on the same boat, but if we were to, we just don't know that we would be able to before Rocky goes into, careful, before Rocky goes into any sort of pre-K.
30 minutes later, they're finally home. It's a trip Bree typically does twice a day. 60 miles round trip between work, childcare, and home. She'll do it 2 more days that week.
We're going to eat dinner. We're going to write our name.
Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.